Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast, where you can escape the corporate trap through franchise ownership. Here's your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, the Franchise Guide.
Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, your Franchise Guide, the show where we help corporate executives experience time and financial freedom via franchising. Thanks for joining us today. Today, we are going to continue our series of They Ask, You Answer, and today's topic is what is the best franchise? I'm sure I grabbed a lot of your attention. And that best franchise really is depending on what you are looking for. So what is the best franchise? And the best franchise is really based off of what you're looking for in a business. So I compare this to buying a car. What is the best car to purchase? Well, I have no idea. There's going to be a couple kind of what are you looking for, the characteristics in the vehicle. So are you looking for a vehicle that has four-wheel drive? That's gas, electric, maybe it's a hybrid. So there's selections, there's portals out there that you can kind of click on and just say, okay, I want an electric car. It has to have four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, one of those options. What else? It needs to have certain features. It needs to have a moonroof. It needs to have a backup camera. You're looking for multiple things in the vehicle itself. It needs to have certain accessories or be able to, go 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. That's really not impressive nowadays in 2 seconds, which we see in some of the electric vehicles. So it's really based off of criteria. The biggest one, what is your budget? Because now that budget, if you're saying, well, my budget is $30,000. Well, that's going to rule out, especially a lot of those electric cars and most cars nowadays, given the price of cars. So when you're looking for the best franchise, and there's a lot of marketing that goes around that, at the end of the day, what good is the best franchise if you have a budget of $200,000 and we're looking at some multi-seven-figure investments in order to invest in the franchise. So you may not be comfortable and you may not be approved for funding. So, what is the best franchise goes back to, what are you looking for in a franchise? And unlike a portal where you're selecting things, and in many cases, a lot of our listeners and viewers have never purchased a business, so they don't know the difference, as far as the big one where I get a lot of people saying, Giuseppe, I'm not really sure, what is my preference? Do I want something brick and mortar, retail versus something that's a home-based service? I'm not really certain. So we talk about, okay, what's the difference? Well, we know the obvious difference. I get to work from home. We get to go to the customer, whereas something in retail, the customer is physically coming to us and purchasing a service or product. But one of the key differentiators is, number one, anything that you're going to build out is going to be a much greater investment. But number two is, the time frame. It's going to take, we'll use a range of 6 to 12 months to get open. Could it be sooner? Sure. Could it take longer? Absolutely. But 6 to 12 months would be just a general average for a simple build out. Some people, when they look at, they place the franchise fee and they have to wait 6 to 12 months to open, looking at their cash on cash return. Well, there may not be any return or any revenue coming in if it takes over a year for you to get open. You need to be comfortable with that. And there's no right or wrong here. But in order to pick the best franchise, are we looking at retail franchises? Are we looking at service? Are we looking at both? And sometimes, I have people looking at both and we get to rule one out after looking at the various examples and setups and things like that. So, with the best franchise, it all comes down to, in my opinion, the best franchise is case by case, and it's going to be based off the franchise that checks off all the boxes that you're looking for. So we'll go through an example. I want a non-brick and mortar retail. I want a service-based business with no employees. Believe it or not, there are franchises that exist with zero employees. Under $100,000 investment, where I can go to the customer, I can be in person and work it remote. Any staff that I do have, and a lot of you see this in coaching, and we see that in staffing, executive staffing, they're going to be potentially subcontractors, 1099 contractors, which will keep the investment in line and lower. And that typically they're compensated based off of performance on what's revenue is being brought in and things like that. You kind of have a revenue split. So when I start looking there, so I'm going to be located in San Antonio, Texas, under 100,000 investment, semi-absentee ownership, zero employees, no brick and mortar, something I can run from home. Now we start to break down this list. And sometimes, looking at the portal, you're just not certain. So you want to know the differences in semi-absentee versus full-time, something that, what's the role of that particular franchisee? That's another one. So we talk about roles. What do you want your role to be? That's a whole category in and of itself. Because if you are looking at a business that you love working with small businesses and helping them restructure their business, but you're very introverted, you need to figure out how you're going to go about getting customers. If the role of the franchisee is going out and networking at chamber of events and talking to small business owners and maybe there's some cold calling in there, what have you. So those are things. So the business that checks off all the boxes so that you have a starting point, that's the best franchise. And then, we look at three brands. So we can say those could be three of the top and best franchises specifically for you, given all your requirements and characteristics of the business. And then we're going to dive in and learn a little bit more about those brands, because usually the brands are different. They may be in different industries. The roles may be slightly different. One may be B2B. One may be B2C. Most people I talk with are open to both, but I have a handful of people that really want to stay B2B and work with other businesses and establish longer relationships, and other prefer B2C and working directly with the consumer. So no right or wrong. I always say there's no correlation. I think the correlation in increasing the odds is doing your due diligence, franchisor, validation calls, and then going to a discovery day, really spending the time to get clear on what you want in the business. So you create a model of your ideal business. You go through the due diligence. You get every question answered. You get every concern addressed. And at the end of the day, you have to make that final decision if you'd like to move forward. So I think that's the best approach of going about it. Is the business ever perfect? No. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be things that pop up, an employee leaving, a customer canceling. It's going to happen, franchise or not. So when you set the expectation, things are not going to be perfect, but you're going to do everything you can to stack the cards in your favor to say, okay, it's a good fit. I see myself doing this day in, day out. It's a business that's going to be sustainable because it checked off the boxes. I'm not going way over budget on the investment itself. It's a role that I will enjoy. And it's a role I see myself doing from, years on end. Or maybe it's something where I have a couple of different, avenues where maybe it's not sales, but it's really retaining our coaches, or if it's not retaining the coaches, more operational and just kind of working on the business, big picture stuff versus in the business. So I think, best franchise is going to be, checking those boxes off and what's the best fit for you. And then when we get in general terms, then we start looking at the brands. I told someone the other day, even if you found the best franchise, we have to look at territory. Where is it available? In a lot of cases, if it's a more established brand, it may not be available in your market. Are you open to traveling 2 hours to another market for that specific brand? Or is part of the criteria you need to be within a 30-mile drive from your home? And that's another requirement. So hard to do with a portal or going to even the franchise company's website, where they may list all the open locations, but not the future locations and things like that. So if you're just looking at the listings or going to Google Maps and things like that. So, working with someone like myself, we're able to be in constant contact with the franchise companies, get up to dates, updates, information and things like that, and do the territory review, making sure there's availability in your market. So hopefully that helps on how to find what is the best franchise. I wish I had brands for you, but I don't know who you are. And we need to set up a 20-minute chat. Let's have a chat. Let's figure out if franchising is even a good fit to begin with. And we'll go down and figure out the ideal franchise, the model, how to go about your due diligence, stacking the odds in your favor and helping you find a best match, most successful franchise out there. And hey, you got to still, at the end of the day, follow the system. You definitely have to be capitalized and really put a put a lot of time and, you know, and effort up front to get this business up and running. So hopefully you enjoyed this show. Part three of They Ask, You Answer. We've got a few more to go, and looking forward to your comments, suggestions, and topics that you'd like covered on a few future episode. Thanks again, guys. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in. If you want to learn how to make the transition from corporate to owning your franchise, join Giuseppe on the next episode. You can also follow on all social media platforms and achieve financial and time freedom today.